This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Lawrence Wehner is joining us right now. He's the CEO of BDIC. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
So BDIC, what do you guys do?
We are a criminal offender monitoring company. We do breath, alcohol, ignition, interlock devices for DUI offenders with a future outlook on ankle monitoring for different types of criminal offender monitoring, whether it's, home-based, work-based, whatever the case may be.
Well, we've had a lot of people come through the doors. We've never had somebody come in who's got that kind of a business.
Right.
How'd you get into this space?
Well, it's, kind of a long story. I had a friend of mine who was a DUI attorney who mentioned to me the opportunity and the new laws that were passing. I had a very large tax resolution business that, the government had changed some rules. We had to, change some things. I was looking for a new business to get into. Mm-hmm. So I took the money I made there and got into this criminal offender monitoring space as these laws have gotten tougher and tougher over the last few years.
So the business, how do you actually monetize it? What do you guys do?
We lease the devices to the offender.
The breathalyzer devices?
The breathalyzer, right, okay. Which is installed in their vehicle and monitors their breath alcohol level. If they blow positive over a 0.02, because it's basically zero tolerance, they've already been convicted of an offense, then their vehicle will not start and they can't drive their vehicle. Also, a lot of states have gone to compliance-based removal. So if they get, enough of those or any of those in the last several months of their sanction, they'll have to keep it even longer. So we lease that to them on a monthly basis once they're done with the program, and the state allows them to remove that from the vehicle. They return that to us, and we just put it in somebody else's vehicle, and we collect monthly fees, monthly revenue on a reoccurring basis. So the more units we have out there, we get that money in every month, month in, month out, regardless, and not have to do much customer service. It's already in there, and it's doing its job. Cool. It's kind of like having a vending machine out there.
Well, I've got some questions about, what if it reads wrong and how that would affect somebody. But before we do that, you were kind of, you're a humble guy. You're like, I don't want to talk too much about myself and what I've done.
I am a humble guy.
But I was like, you got the failures. So that's what people relate to. So what's been like maybe one or two of your biggest failures you've made in business? And on the other end of it, you came out with like some lessons, because at the end of the day, that's what we do, right? We fail, we learn.
Yes, absolutely.
We can get to a place of success eventually.
Absolutely. And I am a lifelong entrepreneur, and when you are a lifelong entrepreneur, there's ups and there's downs, and
always
you got to zig and you got to zag. Otherwise, you just get punched in the face. And as Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. So, like I said, I had a very large tax resolution business. We were making a ton of money. I had close to 70 employees. And one day I woke up, the government changed the rules. And they said, that's the rules. We're changing the rules. You can no longer operate under those conditions. And you're basically stuck out of business so.
It's crazy how that can just happen.
It can just happen. The government, technology, just different things can put you out of business. You don't even see them coming.
So you always got to be ready to pivot and change.
Yeah. I mean, many years ago, right after I came out of San Diego State, I started a business opportunities business where I was, advertising in newspapers, classified sections all over the country. This was way before the internet. you know, it have these classified that were, you know, they were that thick at that day, you know, you can't find them anymore. And I'd get calls all day long. And then as the internet came around, I started noticing that, you know, instead of having 20 guys of my competitors every Sunday morning in that section, it was just me and one other guy, and I wasn't getting any calls. I used to get a ton of calls. It took me years to realize that business opportunity marketing had moved to Craigslist and other types of things like that. You know, it was like 3 years later, I'm like, oh, should have just stayed in it. You know what I mean? But so sometimes you don't even see them coming. And, you know, as a, as an entrepreneur, you have to face those challenges and, you know, keep going one day at a time, one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. What was the key to building your company to 70 employees? That's a really impressive number. You obviously were, you know, growing.
Sales.
But it's growing the team with sales, not just being the guy that does it yourself.
Correct. But being the guy who can do it yourself gives you the ability to teach others how to do it. You know your business. You don't have to rely on anybody else. The guy doesn't show up. You say, no problem. I'll do it myself. And it's sales. If anybody tells you anything different, they're wrong. It's all about in business. You've got to get out there. You got to pound the pavement, pound the phone, pound the doors, do whatever it takes. You got to get the sales.
That's the one thing every successful person I've talked to always agrees with, is it's all about the sales.
All about
CEO of BDIC, Lawrence Wehner, is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. What do you feel like is the hardest thing about breaking away from like the 9-to-5 job into the entrepreneur space?
Well, you know, I know everybody talks about risk and you know, walking away from that weekly paycheck, that weekly budget that you know how much you're going to get paid and how much your car payment is and your rent payment at the end of the week. You know, you got enough and you got it covered. I know that's, you know, obviously the one part of it. And you got to make sure you've got funds. So
cash flow management,
you got to do the sales. Again, if you can do the sales,
you
can generate the cash to keep going. Yeah. If you can do the sales, you don't have to rely on loans and different types of stuff. I mean, it really depends on the type of business, but you know, you've got to assume the risk, and there's lots of risk. Obviously, you can go broke. You can credit scores take a hit. Things like that happen when you're an entrepreneur because life just happens, and it's just a risky business, but the rewards can be great. And beyond the money that one can make as being an entrepreneur, you always have this, you know, warm, fuzzy feeling that you've employed people. You know what I mean? I always say the one thing they can put on my gravestone is I hired some people in my day. You know, I created jobs, I made jobs, I paid people. And I think that, you know, that's a benefit to everybody if you can create jobs and help people work and
I love that.
Keep the economy going like that.
So outside from that, you kept saying sales.
Correct.
So if somebody's not good at sales, which I hear is the excuse all the time, I'm sure you've heard it as well.
Correct.
They go, well, if I got to start my business, I got to bring sales in, but I'm not good at it or I don't like feeling salesy. How does somebody overcome that? If you're the only one responsible for sales, it's just you.
Practice.
Okay. Don't use it as an excuse.
Just practice. Plenty of books out there. Plenty of people that can help you. You know, there's plenty of, I mean, even today I watch shows like The Prophet, The $1 Billion Buyer.
We had him in here, sitting right where you were sitting.
Really fantastic. Let me not. but you know, those guys.
Yeah.
If you just watch those shows, you'll get lessons from that you can take that will help you. There's millions of books out there.
YouTube.
Shark Tank,
YouTube. You grew up when there wasn't that technology and you still made it happen. But nowadays, we're inundated with information.
Inundated with the information. No excuse. You just got to get the self-confidence. Just pull up your bootstraps and do it. If you're going to make excuses for that, you really don't belong as an entrepreneur, in my opinion.
I think one of the keys, and I agree with you, is if you can. And there's really no excuse for this either. If you can find mentors, sometimes the best mentors are in books and online, and you can just watch their videos.
Correct.
And again, read their books and find their information for free.
For free.
Did you ever have great mentors growing up?
You know, I want to say that my old man, obviously, was a businessman his whole life and, you know, grew up with him and he always talked business. And
a little bit rubbed off on you?
A little bit rubbed off on me there. So I would say a lot of it's genetic for me and that I kind of grew up in an entrepreneurial household. So I have that advantage maybe.
But some people do and they end up failing. When some people would make the excuse of like, well, oh, I didn't. So that's why this guy was successful and why I can't be. I feel like people always try to find the excuse. But did you?
Yeah.
For you,
perhaps.
For you with mentors, though, did you get like one big lesson that has followed you throughout life that you keep going back to?
You know, I, like you said, we didn't have quite the resources that we had that you have today. Back in, you know, when I was coming up, it was basically you go to the bookstore, and really there was Tom Hopkins, The Art of Selling Anything, and I think there was How to Make Friends and Influence People by
Dale Carnegie.
By Dale Carnegie. That's about all there was. And I read those books, and, you know,
those are classics today still.
They are still classics today.
Yeah.
And I read those books, and, you know, I there are some valuable lessons in there, but there's no valuable lesson like experience. You just have to put on the jacket, put on the blue uniform, whatever it takes, and get out there and do it. There's nothing gonna prepare you for it but just doing it. It really isn't that hard. All it is talking to people and you know, trying to, you know, listen, obviously there are people that just don't have the personality for that, you know, I would say that if you dig deep enough, it's in there for everybody who really wants it. If you really want it, you'll find that spirit. You'll find that inspiration to pick up the phone, call your target customer, and spit it out and ask for the sale and see what happens. All they can do is say no.
Yeah, I love what you're saying.
All they can do is say no.
At the end of the day, you got to put in the reps. You got to put in the practice. And nothing trumps experience.
Nothing trumps experience and just doing it. Pick up the phone. Like I said, ask for the sale. And all they can do is say no.
That's right. All they can do is say no. We'll be right back with Lawrence Wehner to find out more of his keys to success. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. So you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Have pain you can't ignore? No? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
The weekend. Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
6619. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Isabella Taylor. She's the founder and designer of Isabella Rose Taylor. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
It's so exciting to be here.
So tell us what your company does. I'm blown away by you, by the way. You're 15 years old.
Yes, well, I have a clothing line. It's a contemporary clothing line for women ages 15 to 25. And I started actually as an artist when I was very young. And then when I was around 9 is actually when I learned to sew and kind of got into this whole industry kind of by accident, actually.
So you're making the clothes yourself.
I started out sewing clothes, selling them at trunk shows, selling them online. It really was a hobby that kind of slowly over the years developed into a business. Definitely grew quite quickly. I got noticed by major retailers, so I had to scale very rapidly. I was a huge learning experience, learned so much. I mean, I didn't start out with a business plan or anything. It kind of just evolved, and I just learned over the years. I'm currently enrolled at Parsons, so I'm learning so much at school and also just in
just
industry. No, it's a design school in New York.
Okay, cool. So I don't know your industry, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
So you said you've got started 6 years ago, which means that you were 9 years old when you actually got started, just kind of like dabbling in what led to you being where you are today. So tell me about that. How did you ultimately start to want to craft yourself into being an entrepreneur?
Yes. Well, I'd always been painting, and I actually started selling my art when I was quite young. For me, I've always been quite creative.
How young is quite young? Because you're 15. People are like, she's still so young.
I was around like 3 years old when I started
3 years old. You're
painting.
Selling like finger painting drawings?
Yeah. That's when I had started. And then over the years, I just kept painting. I still do paint and draw, and it's kind of an anchor in my clothing line. But
is it integrated like onto the clothing?
Yes, I make my own textiles, graphics, all of that. They're both very inspired by each other. And I would always sell my paintings. I've always been the kind of person that when I make something, I really want to share it. And kind of being entrepreneurial, selling business, it's always been very interesting to me. So when I learned to sew, of course, I would, you know, make stuff for my friends, myself, and then I'd want to sell that. I'd want to do trunk shows. I'd want to put it out there, social media, on Facebook at the time, start my own website. So, I mean, it kind of was a natural first step in a way, but I did not expect it at all to take me where it's taking me today, where I'm kind of now really learning about the business side and all of that. And, I mean, I learned so much about this industry. It's crazy. Yeah. It's constantly evolving.
Tell me about your family. Do you have brothers and sisters? Are you the youngest, the oldest?
I'm the youngest. I have one older sister.
Okay.
And both my parents are actually involved in my business. So it's kind of a family affair.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So did they know? Did they kind of like push you down entrepreneurship, or did you just kind of decide that you wanted to do it?
Well, both my parents are actually in the medical field, so business and especially the fashion industry quite out of their realm. But
I was going to say, did they want you to become a doctor?
No, they never. They always just really wanted me to make a living basically out of what I love to do. And that's always been a big goal of mine. But yeah, I mean, whether they wanted to or not, they've learned a lot about the fashion industry, and they've been incredibly supportive every step of the way.
I wish you would have brought in some of your clothes. Now I'm so curious. We're going to have to slice in B-roll cuts so people can see what we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what it is. What do you feel like has been some of the biggest lessons you've learned? I mean, you're only 15, but you've been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. And regardless of your age, I feel like you've probably gone through quite a learning curve. So what do you feel like some of those lessons are that you've learned?
Definitely. I've really learned the importance of the business side, of course. I mean, definitely through trial and error manufacturing. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong in producing a line, but I would say that's a big point. And also just learning to ask questions and really putting myself out there, selling myself, branding not only my company, but also me as a person. I think that's helped a lot because I've gotten to connect with so many amazing people who have really taken me so much further. I've been able to learn from their experiences as well as my own.
Have you had any mentors that have really impacted you in your life besides your parents?
Yeah, definitely. I've met so many amazing designers, female entrepreneurs along the way. I'm part of the Dell Women Entrepreneur Network, and I'm always so inspired by all those women. I mean, they're incredibly successful, and I aspire to one day be like them.
That's wonderful. I always love saying the people whose first name and last name is their company. So founder and designer of Isabella Rose Taylor. Isabella Taylor is joining us right now. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. What's been one of the biggest failures you've had? I know, again, you're only 15, so I feel like you probably have your parents supporting you, and so you can't have a failure like maybe somebody who has a family and kids, and if they fail, it affects their whole family. For you, you're so young, you could make as many failures and mistakes as you want over the next 10 years and be fine. But what's been a big failure or mistake that you've gone through?
Definitely. I mean, I'd say there's been a lot of consistent ones, especially starting out and growing so rapidly, a lot of putting out fires. One kind of big one, especially in the fashion industry, you always have to be a complete year ahead as far as designing, manufacturing. So I did fall into a pattern of constantly being behind, and it can be quite hard to catch up. So I'd say that's been one of the biggest failures because it kind of lasted the longest, but luckily I've been able to sort that out.
What do your friends think about this? I know that when I was 15, people weren't thinking about being entrepreneurs. I wasn't thinking about being an entrepreneur until like 19 years old. So what do your friends think about this? What you're doing?
All my friends are really supportive. Some of my friends are pursuing their interests, whether that be acting, dancing, singing. So I mean, I feel like I'm very inspired by my friends. They're all doing such amazing things, and they're all very supportive. I just feel like people my age, it's actually becoming, you know, more and more common to see, you know, kids really pursuing their dreams. And I think that's so amazing. I mean, everyone's so connected with social media and everything. You really get to, you know, share your story and put it out there. And I'm always so excited whenever I see another young person, you know, doing well. And, you know, it's exciting.
Well, I love it because I'm from the millennial generation, Gen Y. Mm-hmm. And very rarely do I see people in Gen Z that are doing entrepreneurship and things like that. So I love, just like you do, seeing other young people that are crushing it, following their dreams and their passion. And I feel like we're so lucky, both Gen Y and Gen Z, especially Gen Z, because now you guys are growing up in the technology era. You guys have access to technology at your fingertips. What was that like? Did you grow up like with a cell phone in your hand at like 5 years old?
I mean, I was so young. Like, I remember, you know, having an iPod when I was so young, especially since I had an older sister. I was very much always surrounded by technology. And I think that, I mean, it totally changes, I think, how you learn, how you connect. And I mean, social media allows you to brand yourself as an individual. I mean, it's crazy. I think it's completely different, like, learning process and everything. So
how do you use social media?
I mean, I use it personally and for my business.
Are you using it for your business?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great way to connect with other people, do collaborations. I mean, there's really endless possibilities, reaching out to influencers. It kind of makes the world smaller in a way, which is ideal for business, really.
How are you using it though for your brand? Are you getting people to
you know, wear your clothes and then tag themselves in it? Are you doing quizzes, surveys?
Yeah.
Like, how do you grow your social media? How do you use it for your brand?
Mm-hmm. I've definitely done a lot of giveaways. One thing I do is I send a lot to different influencers, a lot of really, you know, kind of cool girls, like pursuing their passions, awesome, like cutting edge singers, things like that. Instagram it girls, kind of things like that.
So has it worked?
Yeah, it's been great.
And I know it's like hit or miss. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do.
Yeah, exactly. It is hit or miss. But I mean, what I have gotten is to kind of create a sense of community, which is great because I want my brand to sort of become more of a community and a connection versus just close.
Why do you do what you do? It's a loaded question. Uh-huh. It'd be tough for a 15-year-old to answer, but I'm curious. You seem smarter than the average 15-year-old. So why do you do what you do?
I do it because I think it's really what I love to do creatively, but I think there's also a bigger point behind that being kind of like female empowerment and creativity. And I've been so inspired by so many female entrepreneurs and so many artists and designers, and it's kind of combining that. And my big goal is like, I hope that I can encourage other people to believe that despite their age, they can also pursue what they're interested in and take those first steps.
What's your advice for the other young people out there? Or even the older people, I guess, because they're probably like blown away and be like, oh my God, if I started at 9 years old, 15 years old, right? What's your advice for just entrepreneurs in general?
I would say definitely find something you're passionate about, because it is going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of long hours. So if you don't have that passion, you're definitely going to burn out. Also, I think asking for help is so big, you know, learn from other people's experiences, put yourself out there, ask questions. I mean, I've gotten some of my biggest like connections and breakthroughs through having the courage to just ask somebody and kind of be humble. And I think also just, I mean, never stop learning, never stop seeking out knowledge. You can't wait for it to come to you.
What's one of the most recent books you've read? I feel like a lot of kids these days aren't reading as much as they should outside of school. Do you have books that you read? You're like a genius whiz kid here. So I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have all my textbooks for school and stuff. One of my personal favorite, I guess, two books. I love Life of
Pi. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Isabella Taylor. She's the founder and designer of Isabella Rose Taylor. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
It's so exciting to be here.
So tell us what your company does. I'm blown away by you, by the way. You're 15 years old.
Yes. Well, I have a clothing line. It's a contemporary clothing line for women ages 15 to 25. And I started actually as an artist when I was very young. And then when I was around 9 is actually when I learned to sew and kind of got into this whole industry kind of by accident, actually.
So you're making the clothes yourself.
I started out sewing clothes, selling them at trunk shows, selling them online. It really was a hobby that kind of slowly over the years developed into a business. Definitely grew quite quickly. I got noticed by major retailers, so had to scale very rapidly. It was a huge learning experience, learned so much. I mean, I didn't start out with a business plan or anything. It kind of just evolved, and I just learned over the years. I'm currently enrolled at Parsons, so I'm learning so much at school and also just in
just
industry. No, it's a design school in New York.
Okay, cool. So I don't know your industry, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
So you said you've got started 6 years ago, which means that you were 9 years old when you actually got started, just kind of like dabbling in what led to you being where you are today. So tell me about that. How did you ultimately start to want to craft yourself into being an entrepreneur?
Yes. Well, I'd always been painting, and I actually started selling my art when I was quite young. For me, I've always been quite creative.
How young is quite young? Because you're 15, people are like, she's still so young.
I was around like 3 years old when I started.
3 years old. You're
painting.
Like finger painting drawings.
Yeah. That's when I had started. And then over the years, I just kept painting. I still do paint and draw, and it's kind of an anchor in my clothing line. But
is it integrated like onto the clothing?
Yes, I make my own textiles, graphics, all of that. They're both very inspired by each other. And I would always sell my paintings. I've always been the kind of person that when I make something, I really want to share it. And kind of being entrepreneurial, selling business, it's always been very interesting to me. So when I learned to sew, of course, I would, you know, make stuff for my friends, myself, and then I'd want to sell it. I'd want to do trunk shows. I'd want to put it out there, social media, on Facebook at the time, start my own website. So, I mean, it kind of was a natural first step in a way, but I did not expect it at all to take me where it's taken me today, where I'm kind of now really learning about the business side and all of that. And, I mean, I learned so much about this industry. It's crazy. It's constantly evolving.
Tell me about your family. Do you have brothers and sisters? Are you the youngest, the oldest?
I'm the youngest. I have one older sister.
Okay.
And both my parents are actually involved in my business. So it's kind of a family affair.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So did they know? Did they kind of like push you down entrepreneurship, or did you just kind of decide that you wanted to do it?
Well, both my parents are actually in the medical field. So business and especially the fashion industry, quite out of their realm. But
I was going to say, did they want you to become a doctor?
No, they never. They always just really wanted me to make a living basically out of what I love to do. And that's always been a big goal of mine. But yeah, I mean, whether they wanted to or not, they've learned a lot about the fashion industry, and they've been incredibly supportive every step of the way.
I wish you would have brought in some of your clothes. Now I'm so curious. We're going to have to slice in B-roll cuts so people can see what we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what it is. What do you feel like has been some of the biggest lessons you've learned? I mean, you're only 15, but you've been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. And regardless of your age, I feel like you've probably gone through quite a learning curve. So what do you feel like some of those lessons are that you've learned?
Definitely. I've really learned the importance of the business side, of course. I mean, definitely through trial and error manufacturing. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong in producing a line, but I would say that's a big point, and also just learning to ask questions and really putting myself out there, selling myself, branding not only my company, but also me as a person. I think that's helped a lot because I've gotten to connect with so many amazing people who have really taken me so much further. I've been able to learn from their experiences as well as my own.
Have you had any mentors that have really impacted you in your life besides your parents?
Yeah, definitely. I've met so many amazing designers, female entrepreneurs along the way. I'm part of the Dell Women Entrepreneur Network, and I'm always so inspired by all those women. I mean, they're incredibly successful, and I aspire to one day be like them.
That's wonderful. I always love saying the people whose first name and last name is their company. So founder and designer of Isabella Rose Taylor. Isabella Taylor is joining us right now. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. What's been one of the biggest failures you've had? I know, again, you're only 15, so I feel like you probably have your parents supporting you, and so you can't have a failure like maybe somebody who has a family and kids, and if they fail, it affects their whole family. For you, you're so young, you could make as many failures and mistakes as you want over the next 10 years, and you're fine. But what's been a big failure or mistake that you've gone through?
Definitely. I mean, I'd say there's been a lot of consistent ones, especially starting out and growing so rapidly, a lot of putting out fires. One kind of big one, especially in the fashion industry, you always have to be a complete year ahead as far as designing, manufacturing. So I did fall into a pattern of constantly being behind, and it can be quite hard to catch up. So I'd say that's been one of the biggest failures because it kind of lasted the longest, but luckily I've been able to sort that out.
What do your friends think about this? I know that when I was 15, people weren't thinking about being entrepreneurs. I wasn't thinking about being an entrepreneur until like 19 years old. So what do your friends think about this? What you're doing?
All my friends are really supportive. Some of my friends are pursuing their interests, whether that be acting, dancing, singing. So I mean, I feel like I'm very inspired by my friends. They're all doing such amazing things, and they're all very supportive. I just feel like people my age, it's actually becoming, you know, more and more common to see, you know, kids really pursuing their dreams. And I think that's so amazing. I mean, Everyone's so connected with social media and everything. You really get to, you know, share your story and put it out there. And I'm always so excited whenever I see another young person, you know, doing well. And, you know, it's exciting.
Well, I love it because I'm from the millennial generation, Gen Y. Mm-hmm. And very rarely do I see people in Gen Z that are doing entrepreneurship and things like that. So I love, just like you do, seeing other young people that are crushing it, following their dreams and their passion. And I feel like we're so lucky, both Gen Y and Gen Z, especially Gen Z, because now you guys are growing up in the technology era. You guys have access to technology at your fingertips. What was that like? Did you grow up like with a cell phone in your hand at like 5 years old?
I mean, I was so young. Like, I remember, you know, having an iPod when I was so young, especially since I had an older sister. I was very much always surrounded by technology. And I think that, I mean, it totally changes, I think, how you learn, how you connect. And I mean, social media allows you to brand yourself as an individual. I mean, it's crazy. I think it's a completely different, like, learning process and everything. So
how do you use social media?
I mean, I use it personally and for my business. I think,
how are you using it for your business?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great way to connect with other people, do collaborations. I mean, there's really endless possibilities, reaching out to influencers. It kind of makes the world smaller in a way, which is ideal for business, really.
How are you using it though for your brand? Are you getting people to, you know, wear your clothes and then tag themselves in it? Are you doing quizzes, surveys?
Yeah.
Like, how do you grow your social media? How do you use it for your brand?
Mm-hmm. I've definitely done a lot of giveaways. One thing I do is I send a lot to different influencers, a lot of really, you know, kind of cool girls, like, pursuing their passions, awesome, like, cutting-edge singers, things like that, Instagram it girls kind of things like that. So
has it worked?
Yeah, it's been great.
And I know it's like hit or miss. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do.
Yeah, exactly. It is hit or miss. But I mean, what I have gotten is to kind of create a sense of community, which is great because I want my brand to sort of become more of a community and a connection versus just close.
Why do you do what you do? It's a loaded question. Uh-huh. It'd be tough for a 15-year-old to answer, but I'm curious. You seem smarter than the average 15-year-old, so why do you do what you do?
I do it because I think it's really what I love to do creatively, but I think there's also a bigger point behind that being kind of like female empowerment and creativity. And I've been so inspired by so many female entrepreneurs and so many artists and designers, and it's kind of combining that. And my big goal is, like, I hope that I can encourage other people to believe that despite their age, they can also pursue what they're interested in and take those first steps.
What's your advice for the other young people out there? Or even the older people, I guess, because they're probably like blown away and like, oh my God, if I started at 9 years old, 15 years old, right? What's your advice for just entrepreneurs in general?
I would say definitely find something you're passionate about, because it is going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of long hours. So if you don't have that passion, you're definitely going to burn out. Also, I think asking for help is so big, you know. Learn from other people's experiences. Put yourself out there. Ask questions. I mean, I've gotten some of my biggest, like, connections and breakthroughs through having the courage to just ask somebody and kind of be humble. And I think also just, I mean, never stop learning, never stop seeking out knowledge. You can't wait for it to come to you.
What's one of the most recent books you've read? I feel like a lot of kids these days aren't reading as much as they should outside of school. Do you have books that you read? You're like a genius whiz kid here, so I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have all my textbooks for school and stuff. One of my personal favorite, yeah, I guess, two books. I love Life of Pi. I feel like a lot of people love that book.
What book?
Life of Pi.
Okay.
I know the movie came out a few years ago. That's one of my favorites. And then also Passage to India. So
let's shift gears and talk about technology. Do you have any tech gadgets or apps or anything like that that you like to use?
Definitely. I think, like, obviously, like, all the social media apps are kind of huge. I mean, things like Boomerang that kind of go along with them.
Explain Boomerang.
Are fun.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's kind of a photo app where you can make small GIFs that can be used, like, on Twitter, Instagram, things like that are great. I like a lot of, like, personal kind of apps, like Moves, like, tracks your movement, stuff like that.
Do you have a Fitbit?
I don't. I wish I did, though. That'd be cool. And I also love just, like, websites. Also, like, WGSN, kind of fashion business websites.
What's the most used app on your phone? Because there's apps that will tell you the most used app on your phone. I'm curious if you know what it is.
I'm pretty sure it's Instagram, but I had to guess. I spend a lot of time on there.
Honestly, mine's probably Facebook. I feel even terrible even thinking that I spend that much time on there. But I do a lot of it. Well, actually, all of it for business, and I'm constantly running ads and stuff on there. You said Instagram is something that you're using a lot for your business.
Yeah.
What are some of the mistakes you see people make on Instagram?
I would say maybe it's important to kind of have your message out. I think if you're putting out just a lot of content just very frequently, going for that mass approach, that can work to some extent, but just it's unclear to your followers. And I think it's better to kind of have a more specific, high quality post where people can really get a good understanding and buy into the community you're creating. So your page looks cohesive. They get a good understanding versus getting 3 posts a day, unless you are a big company that can provide great quality multiple times a day.
So you said you did a few TEDx talks. What were those on?
Yes, I've done a lot kind of on following your dreams, kind of dreaming big, those kind of things, just because that fits into sort of what I believe in. I've done one that I did in India, and that was kind of comparing business to the lotus, sort of how the lotus can self-monitor its own temperature, how you should assess yourself in business constantly, because it's hard to be, kind of be aware of what you're doing, I think, to some extent. You get lost in it. So taking a step back, looking at what you're doing.
I'm excited to see the trajectory of your success, because it'll be 11 years before you get to my age. And that just seems ridiculous because you're so young. So I appreciate you for coming on the show. This is probably one of many that you'll be on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you building your business to win? And how does business strategy and law play a role in that? Jessica Ullman, founder of the Vero Law Group, is here to help us on that topic. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Jessica, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
So your company, the Vero Law Group, helps entrepreneurs and business owners with business strategy and law. So how can those things help a business owner win?
So in the big picture, and the question you ask, are you building a business to win? And I think each person has to get really clear on the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. Because if your answer is yes, and you're building a business to win, then every decision that you make in your company should be with the assumption that you're going to be successful. How does that play out as you're actually growing your business? Sometimes people come to me and they're trying to figure out, as they start their company, should they work with a business attorney to form their company, let's say. Mm-hmm. If you're building a business to win, the answer is, of course, you want to start a relationship with this key strategic advisor to your business. You need to understand how the law affects your business. What do you do with this company after it's been formed? All the places that a lawyer works with you that's beyond, let's say, forming your company online. And the answer is yes, of course. If you're not sure if you're building a business to win, you might be cutting corners and trying to figure out other solutions because you aren't sure that you'll be successful.
So what are some of the common mistakes you see people make? You do this every single day. This is what your business does. So when people come to you, either they already have this Gordian knot mistake they've already made you're trying to solve, or maybe they're just getting started. What are some of those mistakes you see them make?
So the biggest mistake, still talking about the big picture, is not thinking big enough. At this point, I have interviewed and spoken to over 1,000 people calling into my law firm about us potentially working together. And I ask everyone the same question, which is, if you could build any business that you want 3 years from now, but you had to describe it to me right now, what would it look like? And what I've found over time and getting all the answers to this question is that the only limitation that we have as entrepreneurs is how big we can think. So at this point, the way that someone answers that question, I could literally tell at least the maximum capacity that they have for success. Hmm. So it's a completely different story if someone comes in and tells me, oh, I'll be making $100,000 in revenue and have an assistant, versus if they tell me I'm going to have $10 million in revenue and have 10 employees. That the decisions you make, the way you're thinking, everything you're doing starting from the exact same point is building towards a completely different result.
Well, I want to go into like a whole seminar with you right now just about how people can, you know, shift their mindset and take action and create the environments to help them succeed. But we're more focused right now on business strategy and law.
Yes.
What are some of those business strategies and tactics people can implement in their business so that they can win?
Okay. A big one would be with trademarks. So a lot of people think of a trademark as something that you get to protect yourself from other people using the name. And that's really important, of course, especially as you grow. But when you're first starting a business, my philosophy is that you should apply for a trademark immediately once you know your name.
In what context? Just for the name of my business?
For
the industry and niche or use of it?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So you apply for the words, trademark,
and
basic word. The logo would be second, but the words especially, and let
Most
me tell
important.
You why, because you're about to invest tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands plus dollars in marketing and branding. Mm-hmm. And the worst result is to invest all that money over the next couple of years, open your eyes one day and say, you know what, we're at a point of success that I'm ready to apply for that trademark. You go to apply for the mark and it turns out you can't get the trademark because let's say it's too generic, or even worse, someone else has the right to use that mark and they could potentially shut you out of using the words for your own business.
Yeah. So you got to get that trademark in place.
You got to get the trademark.
And if you're building your business to win, you got to think big. Founder of the Vera Law Group, Jessica Ullman's joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We're talking about building your business to win using business strategies and law. What are some of the things? We just talked about trademarks being one of them. What about contracts? I feel like a lot of people try to do things on a handshake these days, which is fine. I wish we could just operate that way, but you know we can't. So what about contracts? When should people use them? When should they invest money and time to get those for their business?
So ultimately, if you think about it, you actually have a contract with every single person you do business with. That's with clients, employees, contractors, anyone that you're touching in business, you have a contract with them. Now, what are the terms of those contracts? And that's where the written contract comes into play. And in an ideal world, you should be working towards having a written agreement with everyone that you do business with.
How can people make sure that they protect themselves when it comes to contracts so that they can make sure that just because they have a contract and they're signing it, they're actually protected? Because again, people will have you sign a contract and it's 40 pages deep. You have to hire an attorney for thousands of dollars to read it for you.
Yeah.
You say, screw it. I trust the person. I'm going to just sign it. Sometimes that gets people into trouble.
So the best strategy is to find an awesome business attorney who understands your business, understands the size of business that you have and the place you are in business, and can draft a contract for you and your company that is appropriate in length, but also tone. You know, some businesses are more casual and want to have a contract that sounds like we're talking to each other.
Yeah.
Other businesses want the formality. Maybe they're working with big corporations, and you need to have contracts for your business that are appropriate and also really feel like an extension of you on paper. So once you have customized contracts for your business, you can use those for your relationships. And then if you and I are doing business together and you give me a 40-page contract, let's say for a deal that's worth $30,000, I might just say, you know what?
Not worth it. I've done that before too.
I've thought through my contracts and this over here makes sense to me and that doesn't. But it's not until I go through the process of getting really clear in my business on how I want my contracts to be set up that I'm really empowered to say something like that.
Two or three pages, like three to five max.
Well, anytime somebody
we might argue about that, but it depends on the deal. It's contextual.
It's contextual.
Okay.
But just, yeah, I mean, I've had people hand me 40, 50-page contracts, and I have some of the biggest, baddest attorneys in the nation on my side, but they're not cheap, obviously. And, and I just go, 40, 50 pages, you're hiding something.
Too much.
And it's like, I don't want to do that.
Or they're just using someone else's contract and haven't really thought through it, because that's probably not appropriate for this size of deal.
Yeah, this is good stuff. I feel like if people want to get more information about you, where can they find you?
At verolawgroup.com. Awesome. And I also have the new course that we're launching. So that's on a bigger scale, coursecorrected.com.
Okay, so verolawgroup.com.
Yes.
Awesome, Jessica.
Thank you.
For coming on the show.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hi, I'm Kimberly.
Biz Talk Radio.